pretty fancy, huh?
So colorful.
It is colorful. Lots of colors, pretty colors. And I have buttons.
Tornadoes.
Yeah.
I like to look at the graft, all the movement.
Yeah, it's the needle, the levels bouncing. Yeah, it's almost entertaining. Hey, hi, how are you? It's actually episode 37 of Andy's Things and Stuff. In the last episode, I didn't bother to check. I was just sure I was right, and I was wrong. So I said it was episode 37 through the whole thing. And it wasn't. It was 36, but now it's actually episode 37. I can't believe I finally got you to do a podcast naked. Thank you for doing it.
You're welcome.
It's kind of fun.
Should be entertaining.
This is my wife, Crystal. There you go.
That is courtesy of my sister. Got me to try Simply Spiked.
What is it? Is it a seltzer or a...
Yeah.
It's like a...
Peach.
Peach. Mm-hmm. I took a sip when you got it, and I wasn't a fan, but you took a sip of my summer shandy, and didn't you think it tasted like Pledge, too?
Yeah.
I love... It's so
good. You know what?
Good.
I love that we can be different, but we can both enjoy our beverages.
We are pretty different. I mean, as far as married people go,
mm-hmm.
we're pretty different. You know, I have a penis, you have a vagina. That's probably the first one. So I asked you to do this a while ago, and you're just like,
I wasn't that excited.
No.
I'm so introverted. I hate to talk, and I told you this is going to be the shortest podcast ever.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well.
We'll see.
All right. I like to talk, and when we were dating, riding up to Minnesota or Minneapolis, killed me. I would try to talk, and you talk so little, and I didn't realize, like, when we were first dating, you just like enjoying the silence and the ride and
the view.
Yeah, and I thought you didn't like me, so it was kind of. She won't talk. Why?
I think I finally said something to you, like,
yeah.
Can we just ride in silence?
Yeah. And then I was like, she just actually likes silence. It's
I do.
Like she's not upset with me or anything. But you actually brought it up here a week or two ago that you actually wanted to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
So why did you want to be on the podcast?
To promote my business.
Yeah. Which is what I do, too.
Right, exactly. So I'm promoting this. This episode is brought to you by Crystal Erickson Agency. I am a life and health insurance agent.
Uh-huh.
And I would love to tell you about it, how I can help cover your family, protect your family from losing your home.
So how can you do that?
Oh, I got lots of options because I'm a broker.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get you a life insurance policy. Because, yeah, you might have one at work, but what happens when shit happens and you lose your job? Can you keep your employer's life insurance?
Or your husband quits his job and doesn't work.
Then guess what? It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're older and you have health problems, you can't get it. So it's important to get it when you're young. Life insurance, term, whole, universal life. We got return of premium, which is beautiful for younger folks. That's what I put on myself. So when I outlive my policy in 20 years, I'm going to submit a claim and get all my money back. So you can look at it as a savings account, or you can look at it as free life insurance because you never know when it's your last day.
So the way that works, so you don't really make interest off of it, mm-hmm. but if you were to need it, then it's there. And if you never needed it in that time, then you get all the money you spent on
it
back.
It's like the perfect for younger people. So,
yeah.
I also do accidental death, which I've had to write a few because when I'm talking to people and hear their medical issues or their driving record or their pharmaceutical record, you can't get life insurance. So,
you mean like if you smoke weed, you can't get life insurance?
No. Oh, no, you can. That's not a problem.
Oh, weed's not a problem.
No, weed's
but
not
if
a
you
problem.
Do meth, you have a trouble getting life insurance. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you do heroin, you probably have trouble getting life insurance.
And some pharmaceutical drugs, depending on what they're used for.
Oh, like if you're taking Vicodin for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you probably have trouble getting life insurance.
Yeah,
okay.
And if you have, depending on what you have on your driving record, DUIs depends. If you have one, two, that's not so bad. But if you have three, they tend to frown on that.
How about
that's accidental death. But that is like guaranteed. So I can put that on for you. But it's only paying out if you die of an accident.
Oh, okay. So what if you accidentally die of huffing paint?
It would be an accident, wouldn't
okay.
it?
Okay. So if you weren't a paint sniffer before you got the policy.
There you go.
And then you accidentally huffed paint and died, it would cover
right.
it. Okay.
I can also do disability
Dumb
income.
Dumb ways to die.
So like I was talking to one lady, her job only pays 60% of her paycheck. And if she were to ever have a medical condition where she couldn't work, let's say she has to go out and have surgery and she's out of work for 3 months, 6 months. Well, that 60% that her job is going to pay her, she can't pay the bills with that. So I can set her up with disability income where it'll get her an extra $1,000, $2,000 a month while she's at home recovering. So really the main thing is she doesn't lose her house.
Yeah.
And the other one that is really important is critical illness, because if you look at all the ways that people die, cancer, heart attack, stroke, accident, those are all like the top four.
So something we have experience with, you especially, it was the 25th is the anniversary or the 24th?
Thursday was my 7 year survivorship.
Of getting diagnosed with breast cancer. And that was not a fun year and change.
For those who didn't hear it when
I was on the radio.
I was a 38-year-old mother of three young kids who found a lump under my left breast, and it was breast cancer. So I did a double mastectomy, 6 rounds of chemo, and 25 rounds of radiation. That was all 7 years ago.
And did you see Marnie Gellner had a single mastectomy? The Twins sports announcer gal? She's been on, whatever that channel's called now. I just saw on Twitter, I'm guessing she's in the neighborhood of our age. Mm-hmm. It just sort of kind of up and happens. And
it does. You wake up one morning and, there's a lump there. So anyway, the policy I wish I could write on myself, and I wish someone would have told me about this, is a critical illness policy. It pays out upon diagnosis of cancer, of heart attack, of stroke, tax-free money. Between $10,000 and $100,000. So think about that. I wish somebody would have told me that when I was 38 years old before I went to the doctor, because that would have helped pay the medical bills.
Mm-hmm. Would have been a lot. So for those who didn't hear when I was on the radio, who are listening, who found my podcast post-radio and didn't know that whole story, it's an interesting story. It's crazy to think how you went through it. I mean, it wasn't a fun treatment. It was pretty awful.
Mm-hmm.
What was worse, surgery or chemo?
Oh, man. I think when I woke up from surgery, that was pretty awful because they put expanders under the muscle. And chemo wasn't that bad. And I kind of rocked the bald head. And
you have a cute head, bald. It certainly helped that you've got a cute head.
Oh. And hair grows back. And the 6th round of chemo is what really did me in, because I would go in for chemo on Wednesday. I would miss work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, rest over the weekend. I'd be back at work on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But the 6th round of chemo, I believe I was out for a whole week, because it just really drains you.
And there were did you do 6 or 7?
6.
Was it supposed to be 7?
It was supposed to be 4, but I was handling it so well.
Oh,
the doctor pushed for 5 and 6. And for those of you that have never gone through cancer, my chemo drugs one day was $13,000. And I did it 6 times, so I'll let you do the math. So, back to critical illness.
$65,000.
I would love to put a policy in place for you, especially if you have a family history of cancer. Especially if maybe you're not the healthiest. But it doesn't matter, really. I think heart attack, stroke, cancer can go to anyone. I think everybody should have it.
Breast cancer, it doesn't seem to have much rhyme or reason.
I think it's 1 in 8 now is what they say.
It's just sort of kind of happening whether you're healthy, unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really...
Yeah, and the key is, okay, so now I have cancer. I cannot put this policy on myself until I'm out at least 10 years. So if you have had cancer, heart attack,
so
or
you
stroke,
can't get that right now.
I cannot get it. Oh. So that's why I would love to put it on everyone I know, so that their family doesn't have to fundraise. Their family doesn't have to worry about paying bills. when they go through this.
So as far as the, if that interests somebody, how about they get a hold of you? How would they do that?
They can call me. Mm-hmm. They can email me, ericsonagency.sfg@gmail.com. They can also go to my website, crystalericsonagency.com. My phone number
is on there. Erickson is with C-K-S-O-N. I'll put a link in the show notes. That's a thing people say on podcasts. Link in the show notes.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And because Crystal Erickson Agency is really my more recruiting website to tell people what I do and if people want to come do what I do. But all my info is on that website, too. Okay. And if you want, there's 4 videos that tell you about my wonderful company that I work with.
Mm-hmm. So that's a bigger ad than I've ever done for myself.
Yeah. So this episode brought to you by Crystal Erickson Agency.
I'm gonna be sore tomorrow. We worked on the deck today.
We started
on the deck.
I had high hopes because I thought we would get it done.
And are there times where I start a project and you're like, why didn't he get it done? I don't understand why he didn't get it done.
I do. That went through my head because I just snapped my mom and I'm like, here we are 6 hours later, 6 boards down.
But you understand why I do now.
Yeah. Yes. But
it's not my fault. I'm not being lazy or slow.
No, but I go back to your dad, Tom, he says, I asked you what time it was, not how to build a watch.
Yeah.
And that's what in my head, I'm like, oh, let's just take the boards off, put new boards in, screw it in. We're done. I didn't realize there was 26 screws on each board.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize after being up there 14 years, they're hard
about
to get out.
60% of them are kind of buried in the wood.
Mm-hmm.
They really screwed them down in there. And so I was using my pocket knife most of the day and then finally thought, hey, I've got wood chisels. I should probably grab those and use that to, you know, chisel wood out of the way instead of my pocket knife. Because I almost stabbed myself 3 times with my pocket knife. So I figured that would be a better tool to do that with. And I was doing good for a while. Like, everything was fine. And then all of a sudden, I started getting this, like, soreness up my hamstrings and my glutes where, you know, a lot of bending over, a lot of sitting. And then I'd go to stand up and, oh, that's tight. Oh, that's going to hurt tomorrow. And I still have, we got how many? We got six screwed down and 2 in place ready to screw down.
Yep.
We ran out of time because I needed to record a podcast. And so, yeah, it's not a hard project. It's not complicated. Mm. I don't even have to, I had to cut 2 boards today. I was pretty happy about that because cutting the wood is the part that I dread the most because I always, it's like the mundane detail. I'll measure it correctly, and then I'll transpose a number by the time I get over to cut. You know, measure twice, cut once. Well, ADD brain sometimes jumbles numbers around, and you end up with a board that's shorter than it's supposed to be. But, no, it's I was kind of... I was glad. Thanks for the help.
You're welcome. I learned a new skill. I don't think I've ever run one of those.
Run a drill? It's not real hard.
Nope.
I was trying to show you how to get the bits in and out.
Yeah, which that's
it's gonna tricky.
Be another lesson.
It's it's tricky. It took me a while to kind of get the hang of it, especially when I got a drill that isn't like a wimpy Black & Decker drill. When I got the Dewalt, it was like, oh, this thing actually has power. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You really got to hold on tight. And yeah, it's just one of those things. You just kind of have to know. But yeah, so that was how we spent our Memorial Day. And then we had graduation.
Friday night.
And we should tell the story of our new family members.
Oh, yeah.
Who are really, really awesome people.
Our kids love them. Jackie, I just took her this afternoon. She goes, Mom, when can I see Jody again?
I know.
I love Jody.
They're so fun. Mm-hmm. So, like, tell the whole story. Don't skip to the end. Give the Tom version of the story.
The Tom version. Okay, so I have an older sister, Beth, who lives in Phoenix. She is married to Dean. I don't know how long ago it was, recently found out Dean has a daughter. The mom never told Dean about this. So they got connected. And
you know how they got, did she discover
it? She did like a, is it called Ancestry?
Oh, one of the DNA tests?
Yep.
Okay.
And then she found that she had another sister, which, so my sister's husband has two daughters. We knew about CJ and we learned recently about Jody, and it was, this is the second time I met her, because she came home last year.
So did Dean's other daughter get
connected with her as well?
No, but she did a DNA test or whatever with a, but it found that she had another sister out there?
Yeah, somehow. I should probably ask.
Because usually that's how it happens, is there's maybe, I don't know. Okay, so we don't know all of the details, but...
No.
So...
But...
Dean had this other daughter that he never knew about.
Mm-hmm.
Gal he dated way before your sister.
Yep. And the mom never told him that she was pregnant, so he never knew, but then here, yes, you've got Jody, and they are exactly alike. They look alike. They act alike. Their mannerisms. You didn't even have to do a DNA test.
No,
like,
if you'd have stumbled into her just walking along in Reno one day and you're like, that chick looks like Dean. If she didn't have a big scraggly beard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, and I like, I get to, you went up Friday for Tasha's actual graduation ceremony.
Yes. Because she's valedictorian, that's kind of a big deal.
That's kind of a big deal.
It's a big deal. So
it's a, even though it's a small school, that's a pretty big deal.
It's a pretty big deal. Yeah. So I had to go up and see the ceremony, and then you came up Saturday morning, and Jody came up with, well, she has a husband now, Dustin, so I haven't met him yet, but got to meet him. So he came up, and they're both wonderful people.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to have them in our family.
Yeah, it was so, it, so we... okay, this is an episode that maybe your family will listen to.
They might.
Okay. So I'm just, I'm going to be honest, Mary, Corey, I get bored at fish fry. That's why I don't go. Okay. Sorry.
I don't, because I know everyone and it's good to talk to
and
people.
And I don't know everybody.
But this was kind of like fish fry.
It was a lot like fish fry.
Because
it was, yes.
There was a lot of people there.
And I didn't know any of them.
But Dustin and Jody were there.
And Jody were there, and that's why it was fun.
And there was a lot of outside games to play. There was a couple new ones that the kids played, so they kept busy. And then, of course, the swing in the tree. That's always fun.
Oh, yeah,
that
Isaiah, if we had had video, would have ended up on kids getting hurt on Instagram, maybe.
He's fine.
No, but I mean it. Yeah. But no, Jody, it never caught what Jody did. Do you know what she does for a living?
Mm-hmm.
I know Dustin... works. He's originally from like the Bay Area in California. He's a total California kid. So he's
never been out to the Midwest. Never been to Minnesota.
I brought some Spotted Cow mostly to flex. And as soon as I pulled out the first one, this was so fun. I pulled out the Spotted Cow, and I was looking for a bottle opener because Wisconsin apparently hasn't found twist top technology, and you need an actual like pry off bottle opener. I went looking in that little hallway in the back of Corey and Mary's garage, and there's a whole bunch of stuff for like more of the meat and stuff, and cups and beverages are all back there. And I came out from there with the Spotted Cow in my hand, and I don't know her name, the gal in glasses that was helping with the food. She tended to be towards the far end of all
Mindy.
The tables. Okay. Well, I come out with the Spotted Cow, and she's like, "Where'd you get that?"
Yeah, you're going to get attacked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, "What? I got it out of the cooler." What cooler? My cooler. I brought it from home. Oh. Mm-hmm. And she didn't even talk to me again after that. It was just like, And then I went out to, Corey and Mary were standing outside greeting everybody.
As they came in.
Yep. And so I stepped out, and I was just kind of hanging out, waiting for them to be done chatting with folks. And one of the guys they were talking to goes, "That's a Spotted Cow." Like, yes, it is. And then when they got done talking, I was like, "Corey, do you have a bottle opener?" And so then he found me a bottle opener, and I was able to open it. But the reason I told those two stories was to get back to Dustin, who is a California kid who lives in Reno, Nevada now, and is married to, what
Jody.
Would she be? Our niece?
Dean's, yeah.
Yeah, she's our niece.
Dean's daughter.
Mm-hmm. And And so all this Midwestern sort of stuff, like rolling prairie and cornfields and farms,
green.
Is
he had never seen
green.
So much green.
Yeah, it's very green. He was a city kid, so it wasn't just. They're certainly farming in California, but he lived in the city, so he was anything that was sort of new. He was very, very interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned the spotted cow. He's like, okay, so what's the big deal about the spotted cow? Well, it's a good beer. It's not like the greatest beer ever brewed on the history of the planet, but it's a really good beer. But it's rare because you can only buy it in Wisconsin. It's not distributed across the country. It's only available in Wisconsin. So it kind of makes it unique. And if you live in South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, people, if they're passing through Wisconsin, they hit a liquor store and they get some spotted cow. And I had three bottles of it. And I said, would you like one? And he said, yes. So he had one. And then he got about halfway through it. He's like, is this beer like normal alcohol? This isn't like 3-2 alcohol, is it? I was like, well, probably not, but it's probably 5 or 6, like a normal beer. Man, I'm really feeling it after I had this. And then I said, are you sure it wasn't the 5 chick vodka seltzer drinks you had before that?
Simply Spiked.
Or
yeah.
Whatever it
Beth
was he was drinking.
Too.
So, but no, it was super interesting. I had so much fun just chatting with them and...
Yeah, because he had like zero expectations coming out here, but he was so willing to learn and embrace it. Because like I fed him rhubarb. He had never had rhubarb before.
Yeah.
That my rhubarb sauce on homemade ice cream.
That is so good.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like making a rhubarb cheesecake.
I could. Yeah, I got plenty of rhubarb in the garden.
Yeah. But anyway, back to, sorry, Corey and Mary, I get really bored of fish fry because I'm not a farmer and that's all anybody talks about, a fish fry. It's like the only thing. And so
you could talk about hunting. There's a lot of hunters.
Yeah, but it doesn't last long though. Cause then it's like, so when do you think you're going to start playing? You know, it like one guy changes the subject and I'm out. And now it's like, I might as well go play Xbox in the basement with the kids. You know, it's just how it goes every time. And, you know, I end up trying to hang out with you most of the time because you're chatting with people, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it's probably the same. We don't go to Beersford and do that sort of thing as much, but when we do, is that kind of like my class reunion?
Yeah, that was kind of. But I think I know enough people. That
but yeah, you know enough
that
of my
chat
friends.
With, and I'm fine sitting by myself just watching.
Yeah, but you're also not 140 miles from home.
No.
Doing that, but
yeah.
Anyway.
So anyway, Dustin's a cool kid. He was a firefighter.
Oh, that's right. I meant to get to that. And not just a firefighter, but like. The forest firefighter.
Yes.
Like, was talking about how he used to, like all the wildfires in California. That was his job for the last however many years. He's not doing that anymore.
Nope. About a year and a half ago. Now he works for Tesla and he does something with the batteries. He like makes
something
the batteries.
Safety.
Mm-hmm.
Safety something or other.
Yeah.
Because if they start on fire, then he can put them out.
Yes.
Which that's I suppose that's a thing with those batteries. I don't know. That's like half the cost of the car is the battery because if the battery craps out.
So anyway, our kids are begging to go to Reno to visit Jody and Dustin.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that would be, we could tag it on to the Utah trip.
Except. If we fly into Vegas, it's 6 hours north to Reno.
Yeah, it's not close to anything.
If we fly into Vegas, we wanted to do Zion National Park. Rock wanted to do the Wave.
The Wave, that's what it was called.
And, yeah, that's still a little bit north of Beth and Dean in Phoenix. But, yeah, there's a lot to do.
Was the thought, I mean, you and I were emailed about this, like, one day. Was the thought to fly out there or drive out there?
Well,
because I thought you said drive.
Yeah, if my brother would... Sell me
Hurry
his
up
truck.
And sell us the truck. Come on, Terry.
And then we could take that out there.
Yeah. I would like to drive because then we could... Can we swing through Salt Lake City area so we can visit Robert, who was on my podcast a few weeks ago? My prepper Mormon friend.
Mm-hmm.
He name dropped me, not in the most recent episode, but he name dropped me at the beginning of the episode before that. Thanks, Robert. Mm-hmm. He'll listen to this on like double speed. Don't get people
I never
who
knew
do
that was a thing until Pastor Ken mentioned it on YouTube. Just watch it at 1.5. I'm like,
I will.
A nice feature.
I listen to audio. Yeah, but I'm such an audiophile, like the radio guy in me, the audio nerd. I will do it if I've only done it with audiobooks where the narrator talks slowly. Mm. If the narrator speaks very slowly, I'll bump it up to 1.25. I'm listening to the new Jack Carr book that just came out, Only the Dead. And that guy's good, but I still bump him up to 1.25 because he's a little slow. Mm-hmm. But speaking of podcasts in general, had you listened to a podcast until I started doing one?
Nope. I knew nothing about that. I'm like, how do you listen to it? And I had to ask you and I had to learn from you. Apparently there's this service, there's multiple services out there. So
yeah.
Put it on my laptop because I was, 44 years old when I bought my first laptop last year and,
those were work laptops. Mm-hmm. I forgot.
And, so now I try to listen and then I realize, you know what? I can listen to it on my phone mm-hmm. too. And then I recently got myself these wireless earbuds. I know I'm a little behind the times, but I don't care.
I only got them about 10 minutes before you, though. So,
yeah. I try to listen and
I had wireless earbuds for a long time, but they weren't the two separate buds. It was like they were on a wire.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of surprised you ended up getting any because I know it drives you fucking crazy when I don't hear you because I got an earbud in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I'll be like, I told you about that. When you were in the kitchen.
When you were listening to a podcast that your earbud's in and you didn't hear me.
Uh-huh.
Eh. And if I've got it, because I alternate ears. Have you noticed I alternate ears?
No, but I have noticed that you pop one out. So they're not
I rarely have two.
Yeah.
And if you're home, I usually move it to the side you're not on. Mm. So if you speak, then I can hear you. I also, my right ear, if I have it in my left ear, my right ear is, I don't think I have like massive hearing loss, but it's probably more than I think. And it's worse in that ear than it is in my left ear.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Here's some, I would like you to give your perspective on this just because it's something I say when I teach classes. This podcast is also brought to you by SiouxFallsShooting.com. Podcast 10 gets you 10% off any class at SiouxFallsShooting.com. You grew up not shooting, not around guns at all.
No.
Nothing on the farm. I think your dad has one old rusty shotgun.
That was in the closet of the entryway, and us kids know you never touch it. And it was hidden back there. And I never saw one, never touched one. I was scared.
Yeah.
I guess fearful. And then I met you and you're all about it. So.
Well, I wasn't all about it when we met though.
No.
It was
but
sort
you
of.
You grew up around.
I grew guns. Up around it. Right. Yeah. So it
I
wasn't
did not.
Weird.
Which is crazy because my mom grew up with four brothers who all, and a dad who all hunt and fish, but my dad never did.
Yeah. And so when I got interested in shooting, after that fateful Thanksgiving day trip to the range in Beresford. And then I bought that pistol from dad
mm-hmm.
for $100. What did you think?
I was probably still a little scared. Cause like, I don't know anything about guns, you know, I wasn't comfortable around them. Like maybe a lot of people are.
And
I didn't grow up around them. And
so just because you didn't know what you didn't know.
Right.
Okay.
I didn't know.
And then it would have been, 6 or so years later. I mean, you gradually got over that. We shot.
Yeah. You took me to the range.
A couple of times. Well, we shot. This is mm-hmm. before I even knew what I was really doing. I mean, I knew how to be safe with and operate guns, but I didn't know how to teach anything.
Yeah.
Because we borrowed Joe's AR. And shot that on the farm.
Oh, yeah.
That was just like a year later.
Was that the one we shot at my parents' farm?
Yeah.
Because I remember I had my white coat. That pops up on Facebook memories every once in a while. Mm-hmm.
It was a winter day.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize until I watched the video later that the bullets were actually bouncing into the into the target, but I didn't bother to tell her how the sights worked, so that was my fault, you know. But then it was a few years later, then you actually asked for like a full on like range day.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
like, I should probably get comfortable around
learn
a little bit about them.
And was that before or after I started teaching the women's class?
I think that was before, because
I think it was
when you started, you were just doing the enhance, and then it kind of, like, I was talking to a couple friends who grew up just like me and didn't know, and they're like, oh, would Andy teach me? And I think we were kind of talking like, hey, let's
do it. It was sort of your idea,
kind of like, there's probably a lot more people out there like me that didn't grow up around guns and could probably use a little lesson or two. So you kind of dreamed up the women's intro.
Yeah, and it's basically a, well, you help with it. The first part is the classroom, and so it's all the nuance stuff. You've taken that class, mm-hmm. didn't you? You took it with Kim, right?
I thought I took the enhanced with Kim, because it was when you did it at the hotel.
Oh, that was enhanced?
Was that, or
was that intro?
With Kim? I don't remember. I took intro.
No, that was intro, because that was when you had the squib with Kim's gun.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yep.
Yep.
Because that was
we went to a different range than what you go to
Big
now.
Big Sioux.
Yep.
Yep. And fortunately, that ammo company doesn't make ammo anymore, nor is it a company that exists anymore, so I won't bother saying that. But so usually whenever I teach women, I will often hear a story about how their husband tried to teach them, or their dad tried to teach them, and it didn't go well, because it's sort of a different dynamic when it's your spouse or your dad. There's a patience factor that's just not present. They're also not professional instructors. They're trying to show someone how to do something they know how to do, but they don't know how to teach it. Mm-hmm. Like, you and I are learning right now, we don't know how to teach driving.
Yeah.
And so, like, every time I get in with Jackie driving, the first thing I tell myself is, listen, watch, don't talk unless necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Compliment. You know, unless there's a problem, I don't say much. And if she does something good, then I'll say that right away. But so I took you to the range that time. It was right around... Well, your hair was coming back after chemo, because there's that picture I use of you all the time. That was that range day.
Yep.
So how was I as a teacher?
Good. Patient.
I was probably extra patient with you. Mm-hmm. Just because, I mean, I don't know. I've coached enough things in my life where, you know, unless it's somebody who knows what they're doing and they're doing something dumb that they should know, mm-hmm. there's no reason to be even remotely negative. You know, and I've heard from a couple of women also who said they took a class, they paid money for a class, and were made to feel stupid by person they paid. So, can you be more flowery about how wonderful I was, though? I mean, can you just make some shit up?
Okay, I already said you're patient.
Okay.
Yes, you bring it down to their level, because you realize these people are who take your class are intro, and they're probably don't know your knowledge level.
But it's not condescending.
No.
I am just working with them where they are.
Yep. And do you tell a joke in there every once in a while?
I make jokes here and there, yes.
Kind of like, because they're probably very nervous, and I've gotten that, you know, when I come in the afternoon to help you.
I don't make a lot of jokes in the range.
No, but in the classroom, just to kind of loosen
them up a little bit. Classroom is very loose.
It's stressful, and like someone who's been there, yeah.
No, if you don't laugh in one of my classes.
By the way, did you know today's Monday? Diarrhea Awareness Week starts today.
I just posted that.
You did?
Of Rockley doing it.
Oh, yeah. So Diarrhea Awareness Week starts today. It runs until Friday.
And people think I have ADD real bad. No, I can actually play this. I have my fancy board here has Bluetooth, so my phone is already hooked to it here.
Diarrhea Awareness Week.
Oh, let me back it up.
Tomorrow is Diarrhea Awareness Week. Runs until Friday.
He's so funny. That was Rockley, our middle child. Was he? I was trying to remember. One of our kids was like super cute as a newborn.
They all were.
No, one was like super cute. You don't? Okay. I can't remember which one it was.
I think I gave birth like 30 years ago.
It does seem a long time ago.
But Sai is only 10.
I know. It was only just over 10 years ago. Time does fly. But at the same time, though, it's kind of funny for me because I remember when we first had kids, and then we would hang out with our friends who had kids that are our kids' age now. It was just like, they're so old. Mm-hmm. How long? That's so far away. We only have the one, you know. And now we're on the other end of it, and I have friends who have, like, their one little baby.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not there.
Oh, God. That is the... I mean, it was a happy time for a while, but after a while it was like, I can't wait till they can do shit for themselves, you know?
And we don't have to bring the diaper bag.
And we don't have to pay for daycare for three kids. Jeez. Yeah. It's just, it's one thing after another. And then for a while, I thought we were rich after we quit paying for daycare for three kids. It was like,
we gave ourselves a raise.
Oh, wow. We don't pay two mortgages anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This is wonderful. But... okay, you're right. It's not the shortest podcast, because my solo podcasts are usually a little shorter.
Gotcha.
But as you can tell, my wife cuts to the point. You're not a big storyteller.
No.
Do you have any story that you, like, regularly tell? Like,
yeah, I could tell the one about, Sunday morning. Well, you weren't there Sunday morning, but anyway, the kids and I went to church with my mom and dad, and stand up, we sing the songs, and we sit down, and then the next is the pastor reads the Bible verse, and then it was time for the sermons, and it usually gets kind of quiet, and there was this guy sitting in front of us, and he farted.
Like out loud?
Yeah. Yeah, in church when the pastor's doing the sermon. Are you kidding? Okay. You know, well, when the time comes, you know, you got it. I hope he feels better.
Well,
but anyway,
the,
so
at least the pews are padded. At,
yeah.
Did you go to first or first church?
So we farted in church during the sermon.
It went over like a fart in church.
You know what we made him do?
What?
We made him sit in his own pew.
Oh. Oh, you got
sometimes
me.
I say that a little bit longer.
You suckered me. You drew me in. So no one actually farted in church on Sunday.
No.
No. You actually suckered me into that. Crystal loves a dad joke.
I do. Yeah.
And it could be like the finest, funniest comedian on the planet. And I'll show her this video and you might grin.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be some dad joke. And she'll laugh so hard she's not breathing anymore.
Yep. I do that sometimes. Crying.
Breathing. She's crying, mm-hmm. Not breathing, and laughing so hard she can't function. And it's a dad joke. But nothing's... Of all this is kind of a joke and a story, but when... Manila Matt sent me the message.
Mm-hmm. With your shower beer?
My shower beer, that he could see my dong. And I panicked. I think, was I outside with you? Weren't we sitting on the deck? I think when he sent it to me?
Maybe.
I think I was. I think we were. We were sitting out on the deck, the creaky-ass deck that's creaked since we paid the guys to build it, and now I'm redoing it and it's finally not creaking. He sends that message and I immediately was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I didn't say anything to her, obviously, to you, mm-hmm. because if my dick's on the internet, I want to verify it before I tell you my dick's on the internet. And then when it wasn't there and it was clearly just my beer and the soap dish mm-hmm. built into the wall of my shower, I was just like, oh, he got me. Okay, that was a good one. And then I tell him that, And then he replies, I was thinking about how panicked you were going to be when you first read that, and I couldn't stop laughing. And then that's when both you and I died. We laughed so hard. Oh, he got me. So good. So good. Okay. Well, 40 minutes. I got a 40-minute podcast out of my wife.
Are you cutting me off already?
No. Do you have more to say?
Let's talk about health.
Okay. Let's talk about health. Let's talk about health, baby. Let's talk about Buffalo Trace.
After cancer, you had the idea that I should start working out again. So what did you do?
You know what?
I think you kind of pushed me a little bit.
This was some masterful husbandry, mm-hmm. which is not a word you use the way I'm using it. It means something else. Like the actual word husbandry, I don't even know what it means. But I'm not great at manipulation mm-hmm. or coaxing. And how do you tell your wife you should work out?
Yeah, yeah, get some exercise.
Because you would complain about knee pain and back mm-hmm. pain. And
at the time, I didn't realize that the medicine I was taking after my cancer was causing the weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I started working out and I stopped taking the pills,
mm-hmm.
the weight fell off.
But I just so happened that I gave a very, 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 very soft push.
Mm-hmm. And
I didn't buy you a treadmill.
No. But you're like, hey, go check out results.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'll go check it out. And I met Sherry, and now I'm addicted to Sherry.
Uh huh.
So
you even have the T-shirt.
I do. And I work out with her, and she sends me a text message. She just did this earlier. So then, what time she's going to be there, so I know when to show up.
Oh, and, that's handy.
I work it into my schedule, and I stopped making excuses, and now I'm getting results, and I love the look of my arms.
Your arms are back to, they're actually bigger than they were when the boys were little.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you had some serious guns.
Definition on them.
When the boys were little.
And it's easy for me to carry up groceries and a couple gallons of milk up the stairs.
Isn't it fun when you realize, oh, this mundane activity I'm doing is so mm-hmm. much easier?
And I have read so much about exercise and how good it is for your brain. It's like, I wish more people would realize that. And I wish, before you go to the doctor, get some exercise in. 30 minutes a day. That's what you need.
Even if you just walk, just do something.
Just something. And I love it when people are like, their mind immediately goes to cost. And I don't tell them how much it costs, because I ask them, how much do you pay for your pharmaceutical drugs? How much do you pay for your doctor visits? How many days of work have you missed because you're sick? How about your groceries? Add all those up, and I guarantee you pay way more for those things. You have choices.
Well, you still have to buy groceries, though.
You do, but the nice thing about my personal trainer is she also educates me on nutrition.
Oh.
And she has me eating 2 green vegetables a day. And like we talk, yeah, okay, you go to the grocery store, and if I give you $5, you can spend $5 on a bag of chips, or you can spend $5 on strawberries. What are you going to choose? You're going to feel better once you eat the strawberries, mm-hmm. and you just make it a habit. And like I told her, sometimes when I go to the grocery store and I see, ooh, this bag of chips is on sale, it's so tempting to buy it, but I don't. I leave it on the shelf, and I go get my fruits and my veggies. But I do have weaknesses. I won't say no to a cookie, and I eat my brownies that
cookie
I make.
Cookie company is being nearby is sort of not. We love you guys, but you could have opened that shop a little farther from our house if you could have. That would have been great.
And that's the biggest thing that Sherry tells me is you can't say no to anything. It's like just in moderation, you know, because all of these other weird fad diets that are out there, it's like just make different choices. And that's really kind of what I've done. And of course, not taking the tamoxifen, exercising, I think helps slim me up a little bit too. And it was really nice when I had to go shopping for smaller clothes.
Yeah. No, it was getting to the point where I was like, you need new pants.
Yep. Yeah.
She was wearing old pants. Well, pants that she'd had for a while, but especially the ones you bought after you had put on the post-cancer weight.
Yep.
And then you were still trying to wear those pants, and they look huge. They just looked crazy huge. And as you're saying this, you're making me feel guilty because with the craziness of my schedule the last 3 weeks, I have not been to the gym in 2 weeks.
We all have 24 hours in a day. You get to choose what you do with your 24 hours. Are you going to make your health a priority? Your exercise? So last year they had a 60-day challenge at my gym. Work out every day for at least 30 minutes a day for 60 days.
And
how can someone who, like me, who has a full-time job, a part-time job, 3 kids, busy schedule, I'm a mom, you know, how can I find time to work out? I did. Because you know what? We have all have 24 hours in a day. And I set my alarm clock early. So instead of getting up at 6, I got up at 5:30 and I did yoga on the days I wasn't going to the gym, or I would get outside and walk a little bit. And those 60 days were wonderful. And guess what? I was one of the 5 ladies that won the challenge. So I got some sweet prize stuff.
And you saying that is reminding me that, okay, the week of the section match, I literally did not have time.
I bet you got your 10,000 steps in, though.
I did, yeah. I lost weight. I was working my ass off, and I did. I lost like 3 pounds that week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wasn't sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah.
I got exercise in other ways, but.
So this is also a plug. Come work out with me at Results.
There you go. Corey's been on the podcast.
Corey has.
Yep.
If you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to it.
That's a good one. I've had a couple of people message me about his. It's funny how certain episodes will hit with certain people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've gotten messages about No Hands Pants Mary. I got a lot of messages about Bert. Did you listen to the Bert episode?
Yes. I think I'm all caught up.
We should go. I've never met his wife, but he's so fun to hang out with. I want to like drive to Sioux City and just go out for dinner with him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if his wife is a total bitch, which I'm sure she's not, because if she's married to Bert, she can't be. But I just want to hang out with that guy again because he's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of feedback, not only from his, I mean, his was hilarious, but he talked about his military service and working as a cop. And then I heard from a number of people about Jeremy, his episode and my dad's episode. Just hearing those stories of how they just accidentally ended up in the military. I got a instant message or direct message, whatever, DM. It was in my DMs from a guy who he also literally accidentally ended up in the Air Force. Just happened to walk by when they used to have wasn't a store, but they had the recruiting office was in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked by and something just, he was not planning on going there. He never even really thought about it. He just walked in there and then he ended up in the Air Force. And I just think it's amazing how that sort of stuff happens. Mm-hmm. So health, what else are you into?
Finances. I love educating people on finances. And I'll back up. My parents kind of taught me you pay cash for everything. And if you don't have the cash in your checking account, you don't buy it. So I think
when we got together, it was wonderful.
Shoot. You have how much
debt? You can say shit on my podcast. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, I did get in a little trouble when I went to college because I did take out some student loans, which I have learned from my mistake, taking 20 years to pay off that house that I don't get.
Yeah.
So I already told I told Jackie, if you want to go to college, you will take out 0 student loans. You will pay cash for it or find an employer who will pay for it. Pay for it.
And I mean,
it's doable.
Academic scholarships as well. Yes. Like, she
and
better
really,
be applying her ass off for those.
I mean, she's smart, but really, you don't have to go to college because the return on investment is not there. But anyway, so
right.
Finances. I like to pay cash for everything. And I'm not, I mean, I like nice things, but I'm fine going to secondhand stores and letting somebody else pay full price for it.
One of my favorite things about you is, although you, as long as we've been together, as long as I've known you, you've always had sort of, it's shifted over time, like dream vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
You've always had a dream vehicle.
2008 Chevy Tahoe was it for the longest time.
And it's not really
it
anymore.
No.
That has since passed. Now it's a What is it now? Do you still have one? You mentioned a Jeep once upon a time.
Yeah,
yeah. But it's not like, is. But you don't care.
No, I
it's
don't.
It's not a priority.
And to put that in perspective, I drive a 2006 Suburban with 223,000 miles on it. And there's lots of rust, and there's lots of things that don't work. But you know what? It still starts, and it still runs, and I have no plans of getting rid of it.
No.
I'll keep driving it.
We have had, my car is the only car payment we've had in the last 9 years.
You only need something that runs from point A to point B. Like, even if I were to be a multimillionaire, I don't think I could ever buy a luxury vehicle. Because why? Nobody cares.
No.
Don't buy things you can't afford with money you don't have to impress people you don't know.
I that's why it's so funny. Like, my friend Tyler, he likes cars. Mm-hmm. He's a gearhead, though. Mm-hmm. You know? So, I get it. He likes nice vehicles. And he'll talk about his Corvette. And we're out antelope hunting in this Sierra, GMC Sierra, something super special truck that, I mean, it was a nice truck
fancy.
And all.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't so fancy that I was like, because I suggested we take his truck because my truck, had we taken my truck, the transmission probably would have died while I was out there with Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
And I was due for something bad to happen with my truck, and I didn't want it to happen on the trip with him.
Yeah.
So I suggested that he drive because I was going back to Harding County a month later. And the fact that it took him 10 hours or whatever it was for him to get his truck back into its normal order.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his daily driver, is his GMC Sierra that we went hunting in, and he didn't realize how much driving we were going to do because antelope hunting, it's like, oh, we went to a spot, okay, we're going to drive halfway across the county and try this other spot.
Did he know you were going on gravel roads?
And he didn't realize how much, he knew we'd go on gravel roads, but he didn't realize how much driving we would do.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he wanted to, you know, it's pretty customary, whoever drive, like, if he drives, I'm going to pay for at least half the gas. Mm-hmm. And he kept blowing me off on me paying for gas. And I'm like, dude, I need to pay for a tank of gas. No, it's fine. It's fine. Why do you keep saying this? Because I only put premium in my truck.
Mm.
Why? And this is when premium was like $4 a gallon. Which it's damn, I mean, it's $4 a gallon now again, but over the winter, stuff got a little cheaper. Why are you only, because that's what the owner's manual says. It can only get premium.
Okay.
And my mind immediately goes to, why the hell would you buy a truck that can only take premium gasoline? I'm over here driving to Baltic to put $2 E85 in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And he buys a truck that requires premium gasoline. What the fuck are you doing? I don't get it. There are certain things I there's not a lot. Even if we were rich, we won the Powerball. We won $500,000. Would you buy a brand new vehicle?
Never. I would never buy a brand
new. I wouldn't
new.
Either.
At least where I'm at in my life right now, I can confidently say that. Unless, I don't know, who knows, maybe 10
well,
years
Well, if
down,
we had $500,000 in the bank, that might change our mind. But
I don't think I would ever buy brand new because you lose so much when you drive it
as
off
as soon as
lot.
You drive it off, yeah. I would buy one-year-old cars.
Sure.
You know, but I'd pay cash for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But we can't afford one-year-old cars and pay cash for them, so we get, like, right. six-year-old cars.
And, like, Jackie, she's 14. We're looking kind of, sort of, for a car for her. And I told her this years ago, you save up whatever you want to pay for a car and I will match it. So for those of you that need a little math help, if she saves up $2,000, I will give her $2,000 and we will go pay $4,000 cash for her first car.
Mm-hmm.
She will not have car payments.
No.
That's not normal.
And she's got a job too, so.
I know, that's the weird thing. Like, so many people I talk to, oh, what's Jackie up to? I love seeing her gymnastics on your social media. I'm like, yeah, she has a job. And everyone else that I talk to when I meet and they say they have a 14-year-old kid, they don't have a job.
No. She's the only one of our friends that, well, of anybody I know, really, that has a kid that age that has a job.
Yeah.
Well, I take that back, I guess. Out of everybody I know, I guess Pastor Ken's kids, they've, they're...
Yeah, Kish has a
job. Kish has had a job for a while, quite a while. But other than that, I can't think of anybody who's got a kid that age and they're actually, and maybe they are working and I just don't know it.
That could very well be.
But yeah, plus when she wants to do fun stuff or whatever, I don't really want to, you know, she's got her own money. She can pay for it now, mm-hmm. you know. I can't wait till she can drive on her own though.
Although, you and me both.
Oh God. It's
scary.
It's very scary. We both had incidents in the last 48 hours.
But I try to give her grace and she's learning because I was probably at that point too when Jim and Sue were trying to teach me how to drive.
How were Jim and Sue at teaching driving?
Well, you know, that was a long time ago, but I do remember, of course, I grew up with six kids, so we always had a Suburban, and I was learning to drive on that, and of course, Dad had a truck, and I'm like, Mom, can we buy a car? I want to take my driver's test in a car. So what I remember is we went, and we bought a 1985 Chevy Celebrity four-door, and I paid $1,000 cash. Beth paid $1,000 cash, and my mom and dad paid $1,000 cash.
Your older sister.
And we paid cash for it, and that's what I took my driver's test in. And I.
So you and Beth shared that car.
Yeah, yeah. And Beth is my older sister. She's a year older, and then she went to college, and then I went to the same college a year later. So then I got to take the car. But yeah, even in high school, I remember as soon as I was old enough, I had my first job at Wendy's in Wilmer.
How old do you have to be in Minnesota? Was it 14 or 16 or 15?
I think I got my, didn't I get my permit at 15? And then when I was 16.
Oh, yeah, because you couldn't drive till you were 16.
Yeah. So then after school, I would drive to Wilmer and I'd work at Wendy's. And
that Wendy's doesn't exist anymore?
No, it doesn't. And then I got a job at the nursing home because, they'd pay better. But my first job, Wendy's, $4.75 an hour.
Here's something that even friends of yours don't know. Mm-hmm. You have a nursing degree.
I do.
And you have worked how many days as a nurse?
Zero.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 0 days as a nurse. How come?
Well, I went to 4 years of college to get a 2-year degree. And
that's one thing she and I definitely have in common.
We do. Lots of college. It was fun, though. I made memories. So then after my friends graduated Northwestern in Orange City, Iowa, I graduated St. Luke's in Sioux City, and we're like, okay, where are we moving?
But you were living in Orange City, weren't you?
I was. I commuted.
How long of a drive is that?
I think was it like 45 minutes one way?
Gas was cheap back then, though.
Yeah. And my Celebrity got pretty good gas mileage. So,
did the Celebrity have a nickname?
No.
Oh, okay.
Celebrity. So we graduated, and then we're like, okay, are we moving to Sioux City or Sioux Falls? And my friends and I decided to move to Sioux Falls and get an apartment. And then I decided to continue on my education and get a therapeutic massage degree. And I thought, I'm going to use both my RN and my therapeutic massage and work on them together. So while I was going to college for my massage therapy degree, I got this part-time job. And I never did get a nursing job, but then I blinked. And here I am 23 years later, still at that corporate job.
Yeah.
So, and got a few promotions in there and never did use my nursing degree, but I did use my massage degree for quite a while until Jackie was born. And then I decided I wasn't going to work in the evenings doing massage when I had a newborn at home.
And by the way, you were really good at massage when you were doing it.
Thanks.
You've kind of forgot how to do it.
Have I?
Well, you said that to me one time.
Yeah.
Like you kind of forgot.
I still, as low maintenance as I am, I don't think I've met anyone else that is more low maintenance than me. I will get myself a massage about.
There are once certain a month. Things you are.
Yeah. My friend Michelle.
I'm so glad you are that way because then I also get a massage a month and she doesn't care. No.
So I go to my friend Michelle.
And she doesn't have to give it to me.
We went to school together to do massage, and she still practices, so I book her every month-ish or so, 4, 5, 6 weeks, whenever she can squeeze me
in. What's the name of her practice?
Renew. Michelle Leo. It's off like 41st and Marion. She's got her own little... She shares
I'm glad I asked you to say that, because I would have said the last place she worked. I forgot.
So it's a building that she shares with a chiropractor, and then there's like four massage therapists in there, and she's been doing
it a long time.
20-some years then, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a hoot. I really should invite myself out to her farm sometime.
We should.
And
yeah.
Jonah can. Yeah, we need to go out there.
There's another friend we can plug.
Yes.
Leo Strength.
Liberty Barbell.
Well, and actually, a high school kid that was in my intro class yesterday had a Leo Strength t-shirt on.
Nice.
When he walked in, I was like, so you know Jonah?
Mm-hmm. And everybody knows
he's
Jonah.
He's like, yeah? How do you know him? My wife went to college with him and his wife, mm-hmm. and they're
we were
friends
in
of ours.
Each other's weddings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't, but.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we might as well, let's tell our story. We met. How did we meet? When someone asks you, how did we meet? What is the story you tell?
I think Jody and Dustin asked me this. So I say that I had just gotten back from vacation in Jamaica, and my friend Melissa was working for Hot 104.7 at the time. And she was at
Melissa
Nutty's.
Johnson of Oh My Cupcakes.
Yeah, or Frankie, as she was.
She was
known.
Frankie back then, but yeah.
And she was giving away a trip to Jamaica.
Well,
so I
Nutty's was giving away
Nutty's,
a trip to Jamaica.
Yes. And so yeah. She was there. So I'm like, well, I'm going to come down, and I want to know like where are you guys going and what's going on. So I came down, and I think she was supposed to kind of have a single guy there to introduce me to, and he couldn't make it, but you were there. And then she introduced me to you. We sat at the table. I believe I still had to have a red stripe because I was on Jamaican time.
So that, are you sure you remember that correctly?
No.
Okay.
That's the story I'm
because
telling.
Because that I was the single guy you were supposed to meet.
Oh, okay.
Because there was, here's my version of that, although it still involves her. I should have her on, and then we can ask her.
She can set it straight.
She can maybe set it straight. I remember walking into the studio one day, and she had just wrapped a phone call with somebody. Music was playing, so she wasn't talking anytime soon. And I said, what was that all about? And because I heard like the tail end of it. And she said, oh, it's just a listener I talk to a lot. I'm trying to set him up with a friend of mine. And I'm like, so is this friend of yours, she hot? This is literally what I said. Well, I'm single. Why can't you set her up with me? Well, I suppose. Yeah. And then that's when we were doing the promotion at Nutty's.
Mm-hmm.
And both she and I were there. And I think she just... my recollection was that she just invited you there. Whether or not a guy was mentioned or not, I don't know.
Mm.
But she invited you. Because she knew you from... when she worked at the Crow.
Yep.
And you were friends with Cade and all those people.
Eric. Yep.
And yeah. And there's two more people I should have on the podcast. And Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here thinking, I'm running out of guests, and I was supposed to have my brother on again tonight. And then he got stuck in a hailstorm in Rapid, or probably forgot. Anyway, that was my recollection of the story, was that she invited you without saying why.
Maybe,
and then it was for me.
Yeah.
And so then we met, and it was March 29th, 2006.
And I believe, was it like a Monday?
It was a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
See, this is the stuff
and
women, you know, traditionally remember.
Are you going to continue on with, like, you called me and you couldn't get me to commit because I had to work?
Yeah, yeah. No.
And then you finally said, oh, how about Monday night? Yep, that works. Let's go out Monday night to Johnny Carino's because that's my favorite restaurant, which you did not know.
I did not know, but I picked it.
And we went out, and then you didn't like my personalized license plate. And
I didn't know it was
you
yours until we left, though. See, this you're jumping to the end of all the good stuff. Okay, so we meet that night. You up and we chatted in a booth. I remember sitting in a booth, and we chatted a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And... I was like, yes, this is a pleasant woman. I would like to get to know better. I would certainly take her out for a date. And then I asked Melissa, hey, can you give me her number? She said, no. I'm like, why not? Well, I'm going to ask her first. I'm like, okay, fine. So then she did, I believe she must have, because she was rather adamant about that. And then I called you, and then that's when, and it was on, I think it was the following evening when I called you, that Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, you want to go out for dinner tomorrow night? No, I got to work on Saturday. And I'm like, so? Okay. I was thinking that. I didn't say that. But I'm thinking, all right. Okay, well, how about Saturday night? No, I got to work on Sunday, too.
Yeah, it's my weekend to work. I got to work early.
And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, she doesn't really want to go out with me. Now, obviously, this is before I got to know Crystal. Had I actually known you prior to this, I would have completely understood. But, and to this day, if I ask her a question that could have a potential, so if it was a negotiation, she would never counter offer, is basically what you just, you wouldn't say, but I'm free, blah, blah, blah. You wouldn't just volunteer that.
No.
It's just not in your nature.
And I answer your question.
She answers the question directly and succinctly.
Mm-hmm.
So then I said, well, how about Monday? And at that point, if she says, no, I'm busy, I can't do
it. Yes, because I had Tuesday off.
Because she had Tuesday off.
Yeah, we'll go out to eat Monday night.
Because you go to bed at 7 o'clock at night was what I'm thinking.
That would be my dream. So I could read my book. Stacy, I'm jealous of you.
But Stacy who?
I had lunch with Stacy, and her and her husband don't have any kids at home anymore, and she was telling us how she takes
a
bath.
Do I know Stacy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she takes a bath at 7, and she's in bed by 8 o'clock, and she reads her book until 10 p.m. and goes to bed. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
Oh, I'm so jealous. That would be wonderful.
It actually dawned on me today, 10 years from now, we probably have an empty nest.
Maybe.
Or close to an empty nest.
So anyway, we went to Johnny Carino's on a Monday night.
So we went to Johnny Carino's on a Monday night, and I get out of my car, and I walk by this plate in the parking lot on a black Pontiac Grand Am. And the license plate says MN Forever. And this is back when you actually had to pay extra money.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like $7,500 for a personalized plate back then.
25 a year.
Oh, I thought it was more than that. Okay. It was more than a regular plate. Now I think it's the same. But I'm like, who's the cocky turd that belongs to that car is what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So then I walk in and you were already there. And I'll never forget, as soon as I walked in, you were seated directly left at the reservation counter. Every time we go there now for your birthday,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's where she was sitting when I walked in and you were looking good. And I'm like, hi, okay. And then we had dinner and we hung out. We ate. You ordered the cheapest thing on the menu, mm-hmm. which just happened to be what you liked.
Yeah.
It wasn't because it was the cheapest, was it?
I don't think so. It was like, in my mind, I was like, well, I'm paying for this, so I don't, get the cheapest.
In your mind, you were paying for it?
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't?
No.
Okay. So you didn't think I was going to pay for it?
I didn't know.
So at this point, what's going through your head? Are you actually interested in me or are you just kind of going with the flow?
I'm going with the flow and I'm like, oh yeah, this is kind of fun. So then check comes, it's going to be split. I think I offered to pay and that's where you thought because
oh,
I offered
yeah,
to
yeah,
pay.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're right, you're right.
That
you're
I
right.
was not interested.
You offered to pay and I was like, no, that's okay. And I thought, and some of the conversation during the evening, I just thought felt forced. And was, I don't know, because I'm super chatty and you're
I'm not
super chatty. You're very efficient with words. So, yeah, I didn't think you were even remotely interested. But, so when we walked out of there, there was no goodbye kiss or anything like that. It was just like, okay, well, see you later.
We exchanged numbers.
Yeah, we had numbers.
Well, obviously you had mine because you called me.
Well, and you probably had mine from calling you.
Mm-hmm.
So then I leave and I see you get into the car with the MN Forever plate. And I was like, oh, okay. I recall just thinking it was funny. I didn't actually judge you based on that. Mm-hmm. But I just thought it was funny that I was thinking that when I walked in, and then it turned out to be your car. So we go out on the date. How did you think the date went?
Went all right.
You thought it went all right?
Yeah. I did. Yeah. Yeah. We chatted, and then I was hanging out with my friend. That was on a Monday.
Yeah. I thought it was, oh, she's not interested. I just completely wrote it off. I'm like, okay. Yep. She doesn't. No. Okay.
So then I'm hanging out with my friend Katie at her house Friday night, and I'm telling her about this date, and she's like, well, has he called you? And I'm like, no, why the hell hasn't he called me? It's Friday.
But I thought you were just going with the flow. I thought you weren't interested.
Right. So then I'm hanging out at Katie and Eric's house, and Katie is like, well, why don't you just call him? So I did.
Yeah. So here's my half of that. I did not think she was even remotely interested, so I did not call her. Now, had I thought you were still interested, it wasn't that I wasn't interested, it was that I thought you were not. So I just wasn't gonna call. Now, had I called, had I planned on calling, had I thought you were interested, I would not have called the next day. I would have called Wednesday, because
Wednesday's a good day.
Yeah. Why?
Because that's what Dane Cook says.
Oh, yeah. But you know, I can't call the next day, because then I'm gonna look too needy.
Yep. Yep.
You know, had I called the next day, would you have thought I was a needy?
Well, give me some space, buddy.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Had I called Wednesday,
that would
you
been good?
Yeah, would have been okay.
Or even Thursday, like, hey, are you doing anything this weekend?
No, I gotta work.
Yeah.
We could maybe do something on Thursday next week. Mm-hmm. So I am sitting at Tommy Jack's, hanging out with a bunch of friends there. I'm about half in the bag. And you called. Mm-hmm. My phone's ringing.
I think this is before the text messages.
Yeah. No, I think texts were a thing, but you... texting was... In our generation, being the crossover, we started with no cell phones, mm-hmm. like at the beginning of our adulthood, and then had texting by the time we got married, you and I. Mm-hmm. Texting was a thing, but it was not acceptable communication for what was happening at that moment. It wasn't okay. So my phone starts vibrating in my pocket, so I pull it out, and it's Crystal. And I literally said out loud, no fucking way. I could not believe it. She was calling me. So I answer. Hey, what's going on? Nothing. I'm just hanging out at Tommy Jack's. What are you doing? Oh, we just got done with the Storm game. I think we're going to a party over at a friend's house or something. Okay, you want to meet up later? Where are you going to be? I'll come there. Or I could come there. Okay, well, when you figure out what you're doing, let me know. Well, then you ended up coming to Tommy Jack's.
I did.
Mm-hmm. And then we hung out. Mm-hmm. And I was a little drunk that night. I'm pretty sure. I wasn't wasted, mm-hmm. I don't think. Do you recall?
I don't remember.
But then we had our first kiss after hanging out at Tommy Jack's that night, right by the dumpsters. I could walk to the spot. Mm-hmm. Could you?
No.
I know you couldn't, but that's okay.
So then I think we had our next date like a couple days later.
Yeah. And I got a massage. Or no. No, that was the fourth date. Mm. Third date was the motorcycle ride. Mm-hmm. We went for a motorcycle ride. Fourth date, you gave me a massage. Brought your table over, which when you said, oh, I'll come over and give you a massage, I thought I was going to lay on the couch or the floor or something. Mm-hmm. Not realizing you were bringing this gargantuan table in a case up three flights of stairs at my apartment. And I felt
like to do nice things for people, yes.
Yeah.
I did. I brought, Eric and Katie, Michelle. Yeah,
he comes over once a year to borrow your massage table.
That's fine. Yep.
And so she brings over the massage table, and I've never had a massage before. So the first massage I'm ever getting is from a girl I'm dating. So I'm not quite sure where this is going. And I don't know anything about it. So now I understand if you're getting a full body massage, it works better if you're nude.
Yeah, you leave your underwear on.
Or that, whatever. But I didn't know what to do. Did I leave underwear on?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought so. Because we hadn't done it yet anyway. So, yeah. And then that was our third date. And then, our fourth date. I don't remember specific dates after that.
Okay. Then we jumped to like June when you had to have back surgery.
Oh, yeah.
I took care of you during
your back
surgery.
Which was not long after we started dating.
No.
Our first date was April 3rd.
I think I came over to change a Band-Aid, get you some ice, water. And I think that's when you said you knew, oh, yeah, I'm going to marry this girl.
Yeah. No, that was when I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then I also, at some point in there, not right away, but in the midst of that, somewhere in the month of June was when I first said I love you. And I thought I was going to have to peel you off the ceiling.
Yep.
Because it apparently freaked you out.
Mm-hmm.
Why did it freak you out?
I don't know. And then you proposed, because I had to tell that story.
Well, wait. There's one more thing before the proposal.
Oh.
Because we had a huge fight. And I don't remember the date exactly. I want to say October 27th. It was late October. Well, what's Kim's birthday? Sorry. I just kicked the recliner. Because it was her birthday. Oh, wait. No, that was her. That was the engagement. No. Yeah, we were going bowling, I think, with her and her husband.
Could be.
Or it might have been other people. But we were going to go bowling.
Mm-hmm.
And we started having... You were being kind of distant. Do you remember this? Do you remember?
No, but.
Okay. So we get into an argument because you weren't really returning my calls or texts and stuff. And I was getting frustrated. And then we had plans to go out for this. And I'm just. And also, I'm used to it now. But Crystal doesn't volunteer a lot of stuff. You have to drag it out of her a little bit. And because of that, it was driving me crazy. Why are you being distant like this? And then I got mad and I was about to walk out of your apartment. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this?
Mm.
No, really? And then you hollered at me to stop and then explained, well, we haven't talked about anything beyond just dating, like a future. Like, do you want to get married someday, or do you, like, where's this going? And I was like, I told you I love you, and you freaked out. So, of course, I didn't bring up marriage. And then I was like, oh, this is a good thing. This isn't a bad thing. And so then a little over a month later, then I proposed. And that was after 8 months of dating?
Yes, because you brought me 8 red roses, which is right behind you, I believe.
They're still, they're down here in the basement.
Yep.
There's lots of petals on the floor and the table, but the 8 roses are still here.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been 2006, so I suck at math. 17 years ago?
Possibly.
Or just shy of that?
Mm-hmm.
So there it is. There's the story of us.
Wow.
The story of us. And then there was...
If you're still listening, thank you.
Yeah. Stories like that are interesting, though. I love hearing how people meet, especially when there's weirdness to it.
Yeah.
And then we were going to get married in...
November.
November of the following year.
Had to do it after harvest.
Well, you thought we had to do it after harvest.
And then we're like, why do we have to wait? We don't have to wait. Let's bump it up to September.
No, you... This was all you. I was like, whenever. Like, I just want to get married. And I remember you specifically coming to me and saying, hey, I started calling around. We can get the Wilmer Holiday Inn on Friday, September 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. Let's get married on a Friday. We'll have a day in between there and honeymoon.
Yep.
So we did.
We got a nice discount on the meal.
We got a nice discount on the meal.
When you feed 300 people, it helps.
Mm-hmm. It was more than that even, wasn't it? It was like 350, I want to say. You don't remember. Yeah. That was back when people spent reasonable amounts of money on their weddings.
Yes.
If Jackie wants a $50,000 wedding, no. She won't want one, though.
No.
She'll probably want some of the stuff, and then she'll find out what it costs, and mm-hmm. she'll be like, oh, no.
Yep. No, thanks.
No. So, and then we got married, and we went to Honolulu, or went to Hawaii
yep.
for our honeymoon. Got hit by birds on takeoff. Got diverted. Ended up in Vegas. First trip to Vegas I ever had. I wore flip-flops that were brand new. That was a terrible idea.
But you learned from it. You won't do that again.
Nope. You don't wear flip-flops, brand new flip-flops, when you have to. Well, I also learned that just because you can see a casino does not mean it's close.
No.
Although now, if you can see it, it's close. Because when we were there last year, it was so different than.
Very different. Very nice.
It was quite nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else you want to talk about?
This podcast has been brought to you by Crystal Erickson Agency.
Uh-huh.
You can go to www.crystalericksonagency.com. You'll find my cell phone number on there, or you can email me. Find me on social. I love to be active on Instagram, Facebook, not so much anymore, but ericksonagency.sfg, which is for Symmetry Financial Group, on Instagram. Give me a like. Give me a follow.
There you go.
I'll follow you back.
I'm looking up what I have for classes because this will be my ad too.
Yeah, perfect. Oh, and then one other thing I wanted to say is if you're interested in a policy, we can have a short conversation to see what we can get you qualified for. And then I can help you apply. And the nice thing about it is it's all done online. We can do it via Zoom
over
if you want.
Phone.
Or we can
or
do it over
Zoom.
The phone.
Yep.
I'll ask you a couple questions.
Do most
questions.
People do it on the phone or
everyone,
on Zoom?
Every one of my clients has done it on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, which is nice because it's just easy that way. I did one via text. All via text.
Really?
Yeah. So it's real easy because there's no blood work. There's no medical exam. No saliva. It's just a couple health questions. You sign the application via text message or email, depending on which carrier you go with. And then you're protected as long as you make the monthly premiums. And then your family doesn't have to have a GoFundMe when you pass away. And funerals are not getting any cheaper.
We should just have a GoFundMe to go on vacation, don't you think?
Yeah, people would probably.
Some people, people do that. I mean,
I've seen one where somebody needed to give their pet surgery, so they set up a GoFundMe.
No, just put it to sleep. It's fine.
I don't know, this will probably offend some people, but I am not a fan of GoFundMe at all. I roll my eyes when I see them, and I'm like, oh, that's a nice way to advertise to everybody that you're not financially responsible.
Well, I don't always think that.
Why don't you have insurance? That's what always goes through my head when I see them.
Well, but sometimes when you're...
You have health insurance, don't you? Do you have car insurance?
No, but sometimes when someone's house burns down,
mm-hmm.
you know, they lost all their stuff.
Yeah.
I realize they're going to get a check from the insurance agency, but they don't have shit right now.
It could take a while.
You know, mm-hmm. When it's a cancer diagnosis,
well,
you know.
I can help you with that.
I know. I'm just saying I don't judge people who have a GoFundMe. Right. I do judge people when they do it for their wedding.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you people. No.
Work.
Just
set up a savings account.
Or have a reasonably priced wedding.
Yeah. You can't afford it. Some people just need to be told you cannot afford it.
Yeah.
There's lots of people that need that slap in the face.
That's why I'm a shitty salesman, because I have this thing called a conscience. And mm-hmm. when I sold cars in Denver for a month, and someone would come in and they have a 400 and something credit score,
ugh.
And they want to buy a car because they heard the ad where no matter what your credit, you can get a thing at John Elway Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked at John Elway Ford. And I'm not a killer salesperson, so I didn't.
You have to get at their emotion.
All I'm thinking is, you should not buy this car. This is a really stupid idea.
It. Right.
I'm not buying a car because I can't afford a new car. You shouldn't buy a car because you can't afford a new car.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing this? That's, yeah. But anyway, so yeah, we did a podcast.
That's kind of cool.
Was it?
It was kind of fun. We didn't even get to my homemade ice cream.
Oh, God.
My brownies, my salsa, all these things that I love to make for people.
Folks, if Crystal ever opens a shop where she sells brownies and ice cream, we'll be rich. I'm just saying. It's so freaking good.
Mm-hmm.
So freaking good. This was one of the... Every time I tell this story, people are always like, aw. We had been married maybe 6 months, and you had the day off, and so you called up my grandma, Erickson, and said, hey, can I come down and learn how to make your famous brownies? So she drove down to Beersford.
Mm-hmm.
This is when my grandma was still alive. And she was still in the house then, wasn't she?
Yeah.
In her house on Main Street?
Yep, right by the park.
Yeah, or the school. Oh, no, that was the
like, twin
Thing. Okay, she was there. Okay. So she was not in the house that, like, the house she and Grandpa had. Okay. So, yeah. But went down there and learned how to make the brownies, and...
That frosting is tricky.
It's tricky, but, man, when you nail it, it's so fucking good. Oh, my gosh. It's
There's
so good.
No boxed shit in my house.
No. We don't even buy taco seasoning.
Nope. We make our own.
We make our own, and it's so much better. It's so good. And it's so simple. It's not fancy or complicated. And it's all stuff that's, well, some of it's packaged.
Usually.
But, but no, the every time I tell that story where you went down to Grandma's to learn how to make her brownies, people are like, aw. Or, well, women are.
I'm just
anyway.
Happy she was willing to teach me. It's kind of a secret recipe.
Well, and you make them better than anybody else, too. Honestly, you make them better than Grandma now. You've moved beyond Grandma. Yeah, you have. With the frosting? The frosting, totally. Because Grandma, when she made the frosting, it was usually a little overdone. It would be a little hard. Because I never got them fresh.
Yeah.
You know, I don't ever recall getting one of Grandma's brownies when they were fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And what these brownies are like, I've heard them called like a Texas brownie before.
Oh, I've never heard that.
There was a gal at work that made, she called them Texas brownies because it's a thicker brownie.
Oh,
it's a it is a thicker brownie. It's a cakey brownie, but it's definitely more brownie than cake for sure. It's way denser than cake.
Yeah.
And the frosting is amazing. It's so good. But if it gets overcooked or undercooked, it's a shit show. It's got to be perfect.
Get it right on.
And
it took me a little while when we got a new guest that out. Then I had to change it.
But as long as she screws it up, though, on the underdone side, it's fine. Because then we have hot fudge for ice cream, and it's no problem at all.
Yeah. That goes good on homemade ice cream, too.
And then I don't think you've overcooked it since the gas stove, have you?
I don't think
so. It's only been under.
Mm-hmm.
But... No, it's so good. And when they're fresh, the corners, I mean, just the corners. You could package it and sell those.
Yeah.
Just the corners.
An entire pan does not last more than 24 hours in my house.
No. And it's not just me.
No, it's all three kids. That's something all three kids will eat.
Is brownies. Usually, when they're in the house, I have a brownie for breakfast, because if I don't, I probably won't get one by the end of the day.
Nope.
They'll be gone. But they're so good. I brought... I had Crystal bring ice cream that she makes to school bus for three of my coworkers there. And I was talking about, you guys like ice cream, homemade ice cream? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, no, we used to make it, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Well, my wife's is better than that, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they say, oh, you're kind of cocky there.
No, it's just the truth.
But it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than any homemade ice cream you've ever had. Okay. Well, Well, I'll bring it in on Monday. And then I asked you to make some.
Mm-hmm. And I did.
And she did. And got in containers and I told them. And then the next day, I kind of overslept a little bit. I was a little tired. So I kind of forgot I'd even brought it the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk in and the first one of those three that I see is Matt. And immediately he comes up to me, dude, that ice cream is the best I've ever had. I was like, I told you. Mm-hmm. I told you.
But I think you forgot to share my little rule with them. Bring me the empty container and I will refill it for you. I haven't gotten any containers back, so they must not like it that much that they want more.
I never did tell them that.
Okay.
But because you said, I don't care if I get those back.
I usually don't, know, but if you like it and you want more, bring me a container. I'll make you some.
She'll give it to people in the little Ziploc
plastic
freezer container.
Yep.
You know, the like what you buy sandwich meat in,
mm-hmm.
except you buy it off the shelf. Yeah, it's good. I wish I could say it's the reason why I'm still 270, but mm-hmm. it's not the only reason. But, okay. Anything else?
I think we covered most of everything for this time. For this episode, anyway.
Okay. Well, wow. I was starting to broom you around 40 minutes. We ended up an hour and a half.
Good work.
Not bad. You got more stories in you than you realize.
Absolutely. So if anyone is listening to this and you want to try homemade ice cream, you want to try my brownies, when my garden produces tomatoes and peppers, I'll make you salsa this fall. Let me know.
Well, the...
you can get on the list. I'll share.
Yeah. Shoot me an email, andy@andyerickson.com. Or I guess you gave out contact info at the beginning of the episode, too. So, SiouxFallsShooting.com. I've got an enhanced permit class this Saturday. That's good for new permits or renewals. And then on Sunday, AR rifle skills. We're going to shoot ARs fast, accurate. We're going to run around. We're going to move. We're going to shoot. You're going to shoot with both eyes open, whether you like it or not. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now I have to do the outro music because I have buttons now. Mm-hmm. I did play intro music when we started, right?
You sure did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So now I hit the button for the outro music.
And you say goodbye.
And it starts playing.
Let's say goodbye to Jackson. He was the kid that was over here that was so...
Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh, that was Molly's.
Yeah, I took
Molly's
him to get
friend.
Smoothie, and he was. Oh. He did. I told him about your podcast, so hopefully this will be the first episode he's going to listen to.
Well,
he lives in T. His dad works at Patrick Henry. And
well, for Jackson and T, whose dad works at Patrick Henry.
Yep, this is for you. Share.
Thanks for listening. SiouxFallsShooting.com.